Okay. So, here we are. We are going to playtest the new version of Smithereens. So I played this the other night with Christine, and it went very well. I'm implementing some changes here that I'll talk about as we're getting this laid out. Okay. I'm just sorting out piles of cards. So we've got our altitude track here that's on the table, right? And that's basically numbered 1 to 12, or we have 12 altitudes, or well, I don't know if I want to call it 12,000 feet or whatever. I don't know. That's beside the point. We then have four decks of common cards. These are commons out here, and they're referred to as commons in the cards. We have attack cards, just order here. So attack cards, ammo cards, nitro cards, and armor cards. These are our common cards. On your turn, we're each going to have our own custom deck, right? Okay, and on your turn, you're going to draw three cards from your deck into your hand. And on your turn, you can play all the cards you want from your hand. So you can play all three if you want. You have to play at least one. If you don't play one, then you lose one altitude.
Okay.
You can discard, so you're going to have a discard pile. But discarding does not negate the requirement to lose altitude. So discarding is not the same as playing a card.
So discarding, I could discard. Why do I want to discard? Because I want new cards next turn?
Yeah, theoretically.
Okay, so I could discard all three cards, get new cards next turn, but I'm still losing altitude this turn because I didn't play a card.
Right, so gotcha. Generally, discarding is not something you really want to do.
Right, it's kind of a last ditch, like, oh, this really is not what I need.
Yeah, right. But the one thing you can do is, let's say you draw your three cards and you only play one of them. You have two cards left in your hand. On your next turn, you're still going to draw three cards.
Oh!
So then you're going to have five cards in your hand.
You can play a max of three, though, on a turn.
No, you can play as many cards as you want on a turn.
Okay. Okay.
At the end of your turn, you cannot have any more than seven cards in your hand. So during your turn, you might have more than that, but at the end of your turn, you cannot hold more than seven cards over in the next round. Okay?
So that's where discarding can come into play if you couldn't play all the cards.
Exactly. Right.
Okay. Cool. All right.
Okay, so cards here. Starting with attack cards. On your turn, in order to attack an enemy, you need to play an attack card. One attack card targets one enemy. On these cards, it says roll 8 or higher to hit a standard attack, 10 or higher to hit if somebody's in a danger zone. I'm going to change those to 6 and 8.
Okay.
Because 8 and 10 targets are way too hard.
So we want to do that for this game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so we're going to do 6 and 8. Okay. Now, on the track here, there are two points each that are two things wide that are danger zones. These are areas of high turbulence, let's say, in the air. So if either of us is in one of those zones, then we have to roll the danger zone target in order to hit. So whether we're both in there or one of us is in there, either way.
No, so there's a lot of times where that could happen based on the
absolutely.
Space. That's cool.
Okay, now, if there are more than two players, you could only attack one player, each player once per turn. So you play an attack card. Let's say it was you, me, and Christine playing. So if I want to attack you, I can play one attack card on you, but I can't play a second attack card on you. My second attack card will have to go to Christine. Okay.
But when it's just two of us, I can play
as much as we want.
Okay, so I can unload
barrage.
On you.
Right. Okay. And so an attack card is one attack. Next card
and
here.
When you take damage, you lose altitude?
Yes, right. Yes, right, exactly. Damage is tracked as altitude. There's no separate
and
step.
And one for one?
One for one. Ammo cards are next. Ammo cards allow you to reuse attack cards. So let's say I've got two, I'm playing against you and Christine.
Mm-hmm.
I play one attack card on you and one attack card on Christine. I'm then going to play an ammo card on the card against you. That allows me to roll to attack you two times.
Okay. And you can play as many ammo cards as you want in a turn?
Right. Right, exactly. But you have to choose which attack you're using that ammo card with first before you roll.
Okay.
Next up are nitro cards. They give you +1 to any attack roll, but you have to assign that to that specific roll.
Before you roll.
Right. Okay. And you can, in that case, then you're either assigning it to an attack or an ammo card, basically.
Okay.
To give you a bonus. All right. Then last we have here are armor cards. Armor cards will soak one damage. Basically, when you play it on an armor card, it's going to go on the table in front of you, and that will, when you take damage, you're going to lose an armor card instead of losing
altitude.
Altitude.
And I can have as many armor cards as I want?
Theoretically, yeah. Right. And armor's lost, it does not go to your discard. It's going to go to a burned pile. We're going to have a burned pile.
So they're here. Out.
So they're out of trash. Right, they're trash. Kind of, yeah. Right. Now, the other thing is that any of these cards, at any time in your turn, can be burned. And you burn one card to gain one altitude. Okay? The exception to that are nitro cards. When you burn a nitro card, you get two altitude.
Okay.
Okay.
So that makes the nitro cards more useful. Okay.
Yeah. Correct. Cool. Okay.
Because at first I was skeptical about the nitro cards, to be honest, but that makes sense.
Sure. But if you can pile up a bunch of nitro cards, you can get a really good bonus also to your attacks.
Right.
So.
Making you commit it ahead of time sucks.
It does suck. Right. It's a risk. It's a risk.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it.
And having
makes me like it less.
Sure. But. And having the targets at 6 and 8 still might be too high. I might make them 5 and 7 or even 4 and 6.
No, I think 6 and 8 are good.
Well, we'll see how it feels.
Speaking statistically, right?
Speaking statistically,
the most common thing.
Yeah, right.
You know,
speaking statistically, that feels right. But in gameplay, like when Christy and I play, we roll terribly the whole game.
And but you're also rolling for 8 and 10, right?
For about half the game, then for about a third of the game, then we switched to 6 and 8, and then we still were rolling crappy, and we switched to 4 and 6, and then it was fun. Because there was still the risk of failure, but we were more likely to hit. And so I might just stick with that.
Okay.
So we'll see. All right. Then the other thing I have here is a deck of special cards.
Okay.
Okay, special cards. I'll let you just read. Well, we'll just look at a couple of them here. For example, we have a high-capacity magazine. This is one of them. At the start of the game, place this card into the burn pile and add 2 armor cards to your deck. Okay, so that's something that you would do right away at the beginning of the game. Alternatively, there's another example of Magnetic Pulse. In this one, all attacks that hit on this turn make enemies discard a card instead of losing altitude.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. And that would apply to all attacks, not just one.
Right.
Okay. And the cards themselves will identify whether it's all attacks or one specific attack or whatever. Okay. And in this case, when it refers to, if it refers to one attack, it's referring to an attack card or an ammo card.
Okay.
So. So we'll shuffle these one more time. And the first thing we need to do is we need to get our starting decks set up. So we're going to do, we're going to do 3 attack cards each for our starting decks. We're going to do 2 ammo cards each, 3 nitro, and 2 armor.
Okay.
Okay, so those are our standard starting decks. And now what we're going to do in drafting is we are going to, I'm going to give us each half this deck. We're going to end up picking a total of 6 special cards.
Okay.
Dealing these out.
I just shuffled these up, right?
Yeah. And what I want to do is, I'll give you that one, I'll take this one. So you're going to go through there and you're going to pick 2.
Okay.
And I'll pick 2 and then we'll pass back and forth like that.
Okay. Draft.
Okay. And again, I don't know if that's the best way to handle it, but it's reasonably quick. And I'm picking some different ones than last time, just to kind of see how they feel.
Right.
So some of these really only make sense for more than 2 players.
Yeah. Those are. I was like, well, discard that one.
Right.
So two okay. each time, right?
And yep, this and this is our one. Last pick.
So I just shuffle these in then?
Yeah.
Unless they say at the start of the game, right. and I discard them, right?
Yeah, let me finish my picks, and then you can turn into the burn pile.
Okay.
Or anything like that. Oh, golly.
Oh, I read one of these wrong. Oh, well.
Oops. So that is our discard pile, and now we can do any exchanging yep. that you want for stuff.
Okay, four armor cards.
Four armor cards. And I'm going to take two nitro.
Take two ammo cards. Two nitro cards.
Oops. See, so right
and
now...
And two attack cards.
Yeah, I figured that you were probably going to do that. Right now, that is kind of the obvious choice. It gives you more options.
Okay.
But so in the next version, I need to make some of the other cards more attractive.
Yeah, because the other cards weren't super attractive.
Yeah, and I'm purposely trying some of the other cards.
Right,
just to
and
see
once
how they feel.
I got into it, I was like, all right, this is what I have to commit to. What is that stack over there?
That's my main deck. So,
that was the only reason why I did it that way was because I was like, let's see if I can, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But, yeah, I think making those other cards more attractive would have made that harder. But, like, I had a hard time picking the one card I picked that wasn't burned at the start of the game.
Yeah.
It was by the end, though, in my defense, there weren't a lot of good cards left because you took the better ones.
Yeah.
Because I was busy taking these do this cards. So, okay, so I draw three cards?
Yeah.
And I can look at them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let's roll to see who goes first.
Okay.
Ooh.
Nope. Ooh. Hey, me. All right.
Yeah, so we'll leave these out because we might need to draw from those depending on what cards you picked.
Okay. So, I just play?
Yeah.
Done.
Okay.
Two armor cards.
Sure. And I also am going to put out two armor cards. And
can we get more cards during the game somehow? Or
depending
no?
on special cards that you may have chosen.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't choose any that did that.
Okay.
Well, I have one card. No, maybe. I don't know. Okay, so draw two.
Yeah, you draw three. Always
draw
three.
Yep, sorry. Draw three. Armor. Attack.
Okay.
We're not in danger zone, so I just need a six or better, right?
Right.
On two dice. That's
okay.
A seven.
That's a hit.
So I got
so
you.
I lose an armor.
Yep, and then I'm playing ammo card and do it again.
Okay, you want to lay all those attacks out first.
Oh, sorry.
Before you roll. That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay,
yeah.
So
that armor is going to go to our burn pile.
And that's seven again. So
okay.
Burns your armor again. These go to my discard pile.
Discard,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it for you?
That's it for me. Oh, no, because you had armor, so you didn't lose altitude.
Right.
And how far apart can we be when we attack each other?
There's no range. Unless
range
a special card specifically identifies range.
There was one that said more than
right.
three.
Otherwise,
hours.
There's no concern about range.
Cool.
Just simplifying that. Okay, I'm going to play an attack with a nitro and my harpoon and cable. So
you're going to get a plus one, and then you're going to attach to me until the next turn.
Exactly
the next
right.
turn.
Yeah, so I need to get a five or better.
So you're basically trying to make yourself, you're trying to say, if I'm going to hit you.
You're coming down with me.
I'm coming down with you because I have all this armor.
Right. And
you
that's
got a
five. So that's it. So you lose an armor.
Lose one armor, and that's burned.
Yeah. And now if I lose out to the next turn, you're going to lose it with me.
Okay. Right. You want to leave that card out then? Is that how that works?
Yeah. Yeah, I probably should. Just so that you remember that it's out there.
Right. Okay, so I'll draw three. Okay.
Actually, unless I can not play a card and we both go down, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, you could do that.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to do that, right?
We're still both pretty high up.
And I am in a better shape than you are with my armor. I have 3 armor and you don't have any.
Yeah, it's a decision you can make. It's up to you.
Let's do it. Okay. I'm not going to play a card, so we both move down.
Both go down. All right. Okay, you're done?
Yep.
All right. Okay.
Because I could have discarded to redraw, right?
Yeah. I am going to play an attack with 2 ammos, so that gives me basically 3 rolls on you.
Okay.
At 6 each. 1 is a hit.
Okay.
Miss. Hit.
Hits. Okay. See, and that's the math. That's how it should work out.
Yeah.
So I'm down to 1 armor.
Right. And that is it for me.
And now we're not hooked anymore, right?
Right. So that discards as well.
I think it makes sense. That's a pretty powerful card. Having to keep it out means you can't. There's that card that can recall a card.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah. Which is good, too, because otherwise, somebody using that card could harpoon to 2 people, which doesn't make any sense.
Maybe
it
does.
I guess it could. What?
That's kind of cool, actually.
You're harpooning to 2 people.
Well, but you can't use it again until your next turn, and by then it's expired anyway.
Well, if you used it and then played the other card, you'd put it back in your hand. Because there's a card that takes the top card out of
your
hand, so I'm just saying.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah, you could do that all in
Then again, that could be a sweet combo.
It could be a sweet combo.
Okay, drawing 3 cards here. All right, so I'm going to play an armor.
You? Really?
I know, right? Attack, ammo, ammo. Now, if I played a nitro card,
you'd have to sign it to 1 attack, and you'd say it's going to be my 1st, 2nd, or 3rd roll.
Then it's not worthwhile. Yeah, that's fine. So, I mean, it's not bad. I would rather just make rolls. So we're not linked anymore. I'm going to attack you 3 times this turn.
Okay. First one is a miss.
Swing and a miss. Hit.
So now I'm in the danger zone, so now you have to hit 8 or better.
And a miss, which would have missed either way.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm drawing 3.
So the nice thing about the danger zone is it kind of makes it harder for me to push you down too far in any given turn.
Right.
Should you draw at the beginning of your turn? Is that
it should be at the beginning
that
of your
way?
Turn.
That makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Then I'm going to attack you with 2 nitros. So that's going to take my 8 down to a 6 to hit you. And
you got
that's it.
So burn an armor
card. And that's it.
So far the armor is not as good as I would like it to be because you're burning through it and you've only went down 1.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm really gaining a huge advantage by that.
Yeah, I mean, bad rolls can really screw you when it comes to armor. You know, like if I was rolling bad, you'd have, you know, 6 pieces of armor out there by now, and it'd be hard for me to recover from that.
Right.
But to be fair, when Christine and I played it, there was more armor in the game.
Okay.
Like your starting deck, you were starting with 4 armor instead of just 2.
Okay, right. So,
and
I'm
considering that reducing that to 0 armor in your starting deck, and you're only going to get it if you take special cards.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Cool. I am not going to play, and I'm going to come into the danger zone with you.
Okay. All right.
7 cards is the max I can ever have in my hand?
At the end of your turn.
At the end of my turn. Okay.
Right. I'm not going to play anything. I'm going to lose an altitude.
Okay. Draw 3 here. 1, 2, 3.
And obviously when your draw power runs out, you can shuffle your discard. I'm actually going to go ahead and do that while you're playing.
I have 8 cards in my hand right now, so I'm going to spend some here. An armor, an attack, and an ammo. Okay. So we're both in the danger zone, which means I need to roll 8s or better.
Yep.
I'm going to take a shot at you here. 7. Oh.
Yes.
And then I threw the dice because I was so pissed. And a 9. I hit you.
A hit. All right. So
put
I
you down
1.
So, okay. All right.
Okay.
So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cards. Back.
You're good?
So next turn, as long as I spend 1, I'll be good.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to draw. Oh boy.
I
So far, this is fun. I like this.
Good. I'm going to go ahead and burn a card to go up one.
Okay.
Burn my magnetic pulse to make you discard cards. I think that's underpowered. So that's it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cards.
I have 3 cards left. Draw them all. I'm going to play 2 attacks. 3, 4, 6.
I did that wrong. I should have done something else on my last turn. That's fine. Strategically, I should have done better.
I'm going to assign a nitro to each one. So I need a 7 or better. 7. Glad I did that. And 9. Gotcha.
Okay. All right, so I'm 3 levels below you now.
Yep. I'm going to go ahead and use the reshuffle my deck.
Sure. So draw 3 more. 1, 2, 3. Oh, man, I am really hosed here. I am not getting my attack cards. So this is terrible.
That's one nice thing about taking a bunch of armor at the beginning of the game is,
yeah.
Once it's out, it's either burned or it's on the table.
Right.
So now I'm going to be drawing a lot more attack cards is my plan. I don't know if that's going to happen, but that's my plan.
Yeah. I'm going to burn 2 nitro cards and go up 4.
Okay.
And 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, that's it.
You're done?
Yeah.
I'm going to draw 3.
You know what? I'm also going to deploy my countermeasures, so I'm immune to attacks next turn.
Sweet. I'm not going to play a card that I have 7 cards.
Okay.
I will drop down 1.
All right. So that's you're done?
Yep.
All right, and that's burned. Okay.
I like the end of your turn 7. That's good. Because sometimes in games you like to do the you can't ever have this many cards in your game
right.
your hand, and that would be bad in this one, I think.
Right.
Whoa. 3 attacks. Nitro's on 2 of them. Ouchie. All right. And an ammo on one of them, so you're going to be rolling 4 attacks right now, it looks
like. I'm
going
to use plasma-aided targeting, which means I'm going to ignore the danger zone.
Okay.
And let's see.
So you're going to roll 4 times.
Right.
So
actually, yeah, 4 times.
On the first 2 attacks, you only need a 5.
Well, first one, I need a 5. So that's a hit.
Okay. Burn
so
my armor.
So you're still in there.
Yep.
So now 5 again.
Yep.
Okay.
Burn
that's
my other
good.
Armor. I'm out of armor now, folks.
Right.
Be advised, I am out of armor.
So now we've got a 6. Okay,
got
that's
me.
A hit, so that's down 1.
So now I'm officially out of the danger zone.
Right, and now I'm going to use my 2-stage projectile with my last attack here. Use with 1 attack. If the enemy is not in a danger zone, but your attack roll exceeds the danger zone value, attack deals double damage.
Nice.
So now I'm going to hope I get an 8 or better.
Right. You did
I
that.
Got a 6, but I still hit you.
Yep.
You're down 1. All
right. And you have 1 last roll, right?
Nope,
that
that's
4?
It. That's all my rolls.
Was 4? Okay.
Yeah. So,
cool.
All right, boy. That
good
was
good turn.
That
was an epic
okay.
turn. All right.
Okay, this is still feeling okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
yeah?
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm very comfortable with my position right now in the game. So, probably overly confident. I'm the captain going out with the ship who's just overly confident. All right. Now that we're both out of danger zones, let's play. So, attack. 3 ammos. Which, it doesn't matter what I'm assigning.
Yeah,
I'm assigning
right.
new attack.
Two-player
yeah.
doesn't matter.
So, yeah. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 attacks.
5 attacks.
On you.
I should have used my harpoon cable.
First one, 6 is a hit. Put you
yeah.
in the danger zone. Now, unfortunately, I need 8.
8.
So, second one is a miss.
Yes.
Third one. 8 on the nose is a hit. Let's bring you down. Come on. Fourth one. 7. Just missed. It would have been nice to have a nitro, that one.
Yeah.
And the last one is also a miss. But okay. That was a good turn, though. I brought you down two. That's
yeah.
Not bad.
That could have been a lot worse for me, yeah. So I'm okay with that. All right. Okay.
This is the area. The 8, 7, and 6, and the 3, 2, 1. If you can get both of you into those, you can do some real damage, because nobody's in the danger zone then. But
I got to shuffle. I hope I get an attack. Okay, attack with a nitro.
Okay.
And an ammo. And on my second attack, I'm going to use my harpoon and cable.
All right.
Okay. So for my first one, I need 7.
Okay.
Miss. Crap. All right, so now I need an 8.
You got it.
That's a hit. Okay.
Knocks me down one.
And now we're tethered.
And we're tethered. Okay. So, all right. Alright, so I'm going to draw 3 cards here.
And I see that you have a ton of cards in your hand, so I'm hoping you won't attack me, because you don't want to lose altitude, and that you'll just discard stuff. But that's
I'm
going to
attack you 3 times.
Okay.
No, I need to lower your altitude.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're going down with me.
First one, I need an 8. I got a 6. Second one. Got an 8 on the nose. You are out of the danger zone.
You lose one also, but that puts you in the danger zone.
Oh, shoot. So I still need an 8 or better. 7.
7,
so.
Okay.
But I did pull you down one.
Yeah, right.
You managed to pull me down one too, so.
So harpoon cable is gone. You're done?
Yep.
All right, I'm just going to hit you twice with my plasma targeting, so
okay.
I just need to do a 6 or better. Yes.
Nope. There you go.
All right.
So next to me down, I am at 4.
And I'm at 8.
All right. So, shoot. I only have 2 cards here, so I need a quick shuffle.
That's
sorry.
Fine. Yep.
My deck is getting very small because I burned so many cards.
Yeah, right. Me too.
Which I like. I like that.
Yeah, well, right. And so the idea is that it's escalating tension, right?
Right.
Right.
Okay,
and you know what's in your deck, and that shuffle is like, oh, it's going to come up here.
Play my acetylene tank.
Ooh.
Burn 2 nitro cards and move up 8.
8. Wow. Nicely
one,
done.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Back to highest.
Nice.
Level.
Nice.
You like that?
Yeah, that's good.
I've been waiting the whole game to do
yeah,
that, man.
That's good. That's good. That's why I'm here.
That's why I took that, because I was like, I can get real low and then just jet back up.
Yep.
That was my plan. I've been holding that since like turn 2. That's why I was, when you would harpoon us, I just kept lowering myself, because I was like, I might as well. And now, hey, now we're not in the danger zone anymore. Yay! So now I'm going to shoot you
all
with 2 attacks.
Okay.
7 hits.
Hits.
And an 8 hits. Nice. That'll do.
Okay.
And your turn. That was a good turn.
That's
one of those moments, right, where I'm like...
Yeah.
That card, that acetylene card, does not need to be improved. That's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you take it with a nitro, it's like 4. That's huge.
Yep.
My phone's ringing. Why is my phone ringing? People want to talk to you.
All right. I am going to burn a nitro and go up 2. And that is all I'm going to do.
Kit. Draw 3. 3 attacks. Missed with a 3. Wow.
Hits.
Oh, 12. I feel like that should be just double damage or
it's
something.
Not.
I know. And hit again.
Okay.
So you burned your cards, and I managed to just push you back down.
Yep.
So you have no way. Oh, burning cards is the only way you can gain altitude.
Right.
And nitro cards are the good ones to burn because it's a double gain of altitude.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
It looks like, by the way, that we're not going to get through both games here, and that's totally fine.
Okay. All right,
I'm having a great time.
Okay.
We'll do it again next week. It's no big deal.
Yeah. So I'm going to play an attack, and I'm going to assign a nitro for that attack. And I'm going to use my 2-stage projectile with that attack. And then I'm going to play 2 ammo cards after that. So my first attack is going to be a 5. And if I exceed an 8... You're going to get double damage.
So So you need an 8 or better?
So I need an 8. Well, I can hit you with a 5, but if I do 8 or more, then you lose 2.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Oh, come on.
You got
yes.
it.
So you lose 2.
Boom, now I'm in the danger zone.
Right? And so then these next two are 8 or better.
6.
And 4. All right. So that was a fail.
Well, you brought me down 2, though. So.
Yeah. Oops. And the reason I have you draw at the start of your turn is that some cards could make your opponent discard.
Right. Yeah. So you don't want... Yeah, I get you.
Right.
All right. So I'm going to do 3 attacks, each with a nitro on them.
And you got to hit me. It's 7.
7 to hit you. 6 on the first one. 5 on
Ooh,
the next one.
Ouch. 2.
Damn, that
ouch, that was a bad
that sucks.
Turn. Yeah.
So that could have been a really good turn.
So moments like that really are crappy. And
I'm going to shuffle because I got
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Times like that is when I feel like I want to lower the goals, lower the targets.
Right.
But
I could see maybe... I could see 5. Make 5 the low-end target and maybe 5 and 7. I think that's not terrible. 5 and 7 I think is doable.
Yeah.
7 means you should hit with 7. Theoretically, you should hit with 7.
Yeah.
You may not, but you should.
I'm going to do attack with plasma you targeting, so you're in danger zone. So
you can ignore that, right?
6, right. So 6 to hit you. That's a hit.
Yep.
All right, so I don't know how if we want to... I mean, we're winding down here, I think.
Yeah, well, we have 20 minutes left, so
yeah.
Let's just see
okay,
if we can...
Okay. All right, I just want to make sure we have time to chat about it
okay.
while we're still recording.
Well, let's give it another, like, 5 minutes or so,
yeah,
if we still are...
Sure.
So, all right, so attack and ammo. So I need 8s or better... Got you with the first one.
Okay.
And missed with the second one.
Okay. 2. Quick shuffle.
If we go to about 10-2, that gives us...
Yeah.
Still gives us
10
minutes to chat.
Okay. So, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to burn my harpoon. Just go up one.
Okay.
I'm going to do 2 attacks. First one with a nitro. So 7
okay.
and an 8.
Miss.
Miss with a 7. And now the 8. It is a hit.
Hey, thank you. Now we're both out of the danger zone.
Yeah.
Just never mean to shoot your face. And conveniently, I drew 2 attacks and an ammo.
Hey.
So here we go. I need 6s or better, right? Boom. Hit you with the first one. 10 now. Watch. Now I'll roll crappy, but I need an 8. No, 8.
You got an 8.
One more. Oh, hit. 7. No, so
oh,
close.
Oh, no, okay, yeah.
So
right.
close.
Cool.
That's all right. That was a good turn.
So do you feel like now all we're doing is just playing attack cards and rolling?
Yes.
Which is kind of a bummer.
Yes.
Except I still have special cards and you don't.
Right. If you'd made the special cards, well, I still have my 1 special card because I didn't have to burn
oh, right.
to use it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
If you made the special cards better... that wouldn't be that way.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Honestly, one thing that I think would be better at this is that the decks were bigger.
You think so?
Yeah. If you maybe had a 5th common card
okay.
that did something. I don't know what, but...
Well, see, and I thought about having bigger decks, but I didn't want drafting to take too long at the beginning of the game.
That's true.
And if you have to draft a whole mess of cards at the beginning, I mean... In 2-player, I'm thinking draft 6, but I think in the 4-player, you draft 8.
But you could really make it as easy as deal everybody a mess of cards. Like, if it's 8, draft 4, pass to the left. You know what I mean? Like, rather than doing the 2-2-2. That's what took so long.
Yeah.
And on the first time you're playing, drafting is always bad, right? Because it's always like,
yeah.
What am I doing here?
Right.
Like, that's why I didn't know what I was doing. I just went for what made sense
yeah.
to me. So...
Okay, all right, well, so I'm going to play an attack with 2-stage projectile. So you are not... I'm in a danger zone,
but
you're
I'm
not.
So if you get 8 or better, then you do
right,
double
and I
damage.
Would need an 8 anyway to hit, so...
Right. You did.
Okay,
so...
So there's 2.
Boom, boom. I'm down to 6. You're at 4.
Okay. I know you still have your oxyacetylene tank, but I don't know if you want to burn... I don't know if you have any more nitros to burn, so...
I got nitros to burn, son.
Okay.
Boom. I'm gonna attack with a nitro. I'm gonna attack with two nitros, actually.
Ooh, all right.
I can do that, right?
Yeah.
So that means I need a six or better six. Again.
Oh,
I got a five.
Ouch.
That is so lame.
Ouch.
All
right.
That's my turn. Yep.
Okay. Two, three. And poop. I'm going to... What am I going to do here? I'm going to burn my plasma aided targeting.
Oh, wow.
Go up one. That's it.
Okay.
Oops. I'm surprised I've held out as long as I have.
So I'm back up to 10, and Rob is at 5.
Yeah.
And I'm done.
Okay. 2, 3.
And I basically just did that so that I didn't lose altitude.
Yeah.
It was either lose altitude, or in either way, I ended up in a danger zone.
Right.
So I might as well, yeah.
Okay, so I've got two attacks, two ammos, and I'm going to use a nitro on my first one. So I've got four attacks on you. So my first one is
hit.
7, and the rest are 8.
Hit.
Hit.
Hit. Hit. Now you only need 6.
I'm still in danger zone.
Oh, sorry. Miss.
Miss.
Hit.
Hit. All right.
I'm down to 7. Rob is at 5 still.
Okay.
That was your turn?
That was my turn.
Okay, so attack, attack, ammo, ammo, ammo. So 5 rolls. All of them, they're going to be 8 or better unless
yep.
I get one lucky here. 9, so you move down 1.
Okay.
So this next one, if I can hit 8 or better, then it gets a lot easier after
yeah.
that. I did not.
No, it's a 5.
Oh. Boom.
Okay, it's a hit, so now you're at 6.
So now I just
lose
2 of my last rolls. I need 6 or better. 6.
6.
6.
6. All right, so
Rob
I'm
is at 1.
At 1, so if I go any lower, I'm going to crash.
Right, which means you have to play a card this turn.
Right.
Or you're out.
And
or you're Kaputsky.
Oops.
As the Russians say, they don't.
That's yeah, exactly what they say.
I think they would actually say Dos Vidanya.
Okay.
Dos Vidanya.
Well, I'm just going to... I'm going to take a chance here. I'm going to do an attack, 2 nitros, 2 stage projectile, use the 1 attack. Enemy's not danger zone, and I exceed.
Right, because
so.
You could theoretically knock me into the danger zone, which would help you.
Right.
So,
if I do 8 or better... You lose 2, but I only need 4 to hit you.
Right. And you got 5, so I moved
down
1. So now I'm hoping to draw an attack card because I'm not in the danger zone.
Right.
And I think you should be incredibly easy.
Right. And I'm hoping that you just roll like crap is what I'm really hoping.
Right.
So I don't think there's any way you're not going to have an attack.
I have 2 rolls. So first one,
it's a
4. Second one.
That's a hit.
That's a hit, yep.
So down I go.
So, yeah. And I still had... 2 nitros left with my acetylene tank.
Okay.
So
yeah.
That was a really powerful combo that I got. I took extra nitros,
mm-hmm.
and then, I mean, I basically was, I knew that it was just a war of attrition that I could not lose, right?
Yeah.
Unless you somehow, like, attacked me, like, 8 times in a turn and hit me with all of them,
yeah.
there was no way that I was going to lose, because I was just going to keep getting lower, and then getting this back, and then burning 1 nitro, moving up 4, burning
mm-hmm.
2, moving up 8, getting way to the top,
mm-hmm.
you know, just putting that huge gap between us.
But to be fair, I thought I was done for a lot sooner.
Oh, well, that's
good. You know, I thought it was done for a lot sooner, and I held it a lot longer than I expected to.
I also enjoyed the one thing I liked about burning the nitro, too, that was not for staying alive but for targeting, was I loved that I could nitro past you. Like, I could nitro up to the higher level.
Yeah.
And I feel like... guess you probably don't want to have, like, a whole friggin' chart you have to read to shoot each other.
Yeah, like you're thinking about range and stuff.
I just feel like if I'm on the same level as you...
You should get a bonus?
I should get... Like, it should be less, right?
I just don't want to mess with that. It's just...
I'd rather get what I'm saying.
I get it. I get it. It's just... I'd rather not have to do a bunch of... There's enough math. The math that's in it right now I'm comfortable with, but I don't want to do more math. Because that was one of the core problems with the original version of this, is that there was too much math. Every turn you're doing a bunch of math.
Yeah, like this one here, this Uranium Flechettes one,
mm-hmm.
This is not great.
Look at that again.
It ignores armor.
Yeah.
But then it's gone.
A one-time use, yeah.
So that sounded really cool until it said, and then throw this card away.
Right.
And I was like...
So that, I think, is a multi-use thing, right?
Or... Just make the, like, or even if you took off the last part that said you don't gain altitude, like, you know what I mean? Like, you drop those, they do damage, and then, you know, or if the card's going to be that, have the card ignore armor and be an auto hit for 2 damage or something,
that's
and then
point.
You burn it, right?
Yeah.
So if I can save that for the end, like, right there, boom, you're out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The game's fun, though. The game is a lot of fun. I liked it a lot. I feel like there's something there. The worst part, like, if I had to say what the least, it was the whole game I thought was fun, but, like, the least fun part was knowing that I was going to win
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and having it take, like, 12 more turns for it to happen.
Yeah.
Right?
So what if the oxyacetylene tank was a one-time use? Because I thought about doing, like, 2-time use, but then how do you track that? I'm using this the second time now. It's not a good way to track that kind of thing.
It's not.
So it's either use over and over again or use it once and get rid of it. Because you're right, that's super powerful. Because if you had been able to keep shooting up, then I had no hope.
Right.
And
what
like
if it's a one-time use and it's gain 8 altitude?
Altitude's a lot. What if it's 6?
Okay. I mean, but I gained, by using in this game, I gained 12
right.
altitude. So.
Yeah, that's true. So, all right, so 8, okay.
I mean, make it 6, that's fine. I mean, that still is... Like,
well, I want it to be appealing when you're looking at the
I would
stuff
say, I mean, 8, like,
yeah.
If it's a one-time use, gain 8 and then burn it, that's
yeah.
great, you know? The only thing is that makes Nitro cards even less cool. So, like, I wouldn't have wanted the Nitro cards at all until I realized that, like, oh, wait,
mm-hmm.
I could use this thing and just break the system and, like, jump way up with this Nitro card because I can count it for 4 instead of 2.
Mm-hmm.
Had it not been for that, I wouldn't have taken any Nitro cards because I think they're lame.
Well, but I burned... I think I burned 4 Nitro cards, and that... I lasted as long as I did by burning Nitro cards.
Yeah. I wish they gave a better bonus to attack.
So you think you'd prefer it to be plus 2?
Well, I guess that if you're going to lower it to be 5 and 7, then plus 1's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think of if I would take those or not. Knowing that, you know, like, I'd rather just take the oxyacetylene torch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Use it one, or tank, use it once to jet myself way up, and then, yeah, and then not take any nitros. The nitros were not, there was not a single time when I hit you because of a nitro card, because I was watching for that. Like,
oh, okay.
Like, I used the nitro card, I didn't get to hit you. So here's something that I think would make the Nitro cards better. What if you didn't have to play them ahead of time?
Oh, you could sign them after the fact?
Yeah. Like, I can roll and be like, boom, I'll put a Nitro card.
Is that too easy?
What if a Nitro card gives you a reroll? See, then that's a lot of rolling.
Yeah. I'm already worried that there's too much rolling.
Yeah, What if instead of, what about this? What if instead of ammo giving you more shots, it's something that gives you more damage? So when I play an attack and 3 ammo on it, that's going to do 4 damage if I hit. Which then makes me want to put those nitro cards on it because I want to hit with that attack. And I only roll once. And I might still miss, but you darn betting that I'm going to put 2 nitro cards on it if I have it in my hand because that's... now appealing to be like, I could do extra damage with 1 shot.
Hmm. That negates some of the special cards, but I can write around that.
It's just a thought. That reduces the amount of rolling you have to do, right?
Right.
See,
I put them in there the way they are because I'm thinking in a, you know, with three or four players, you can only, with an attacker, you can only attack somebody one time. But if you really have a grudge against somebody, I want you to be able to roll. It's fun. I think it's cool, the idea of being able to roll three or four times against one guy.
Well, but you still would be doing that. You just only roll once. You'd just be doing three or four damage.
Oh, but you're saying then the attack cards could be assigned however you want.
Yeah. So I'm saying I play an attack card, and then I'm like, and I'm going to put three ammo cards or whatever you end up calling them. Like, now I'm doing three damage with this attack if I hit. One roll, three damage, instead of three rolls, one damage each.
Okay.
And then those nitro cards are immediately more valuable.
Yeah, you're right.
Because I want to make sure I don't waste those by missing.
Right. Right.
So,
but then I would not say you can assign them after the fact.
No, no, definitely not. Right. No. But then it gives me an incentive because, like, when I had, like, I had two attacks and three ammo and I had two nitro cards in my hand.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know which ones to assign those to because you weren't in the danger zone. So if I assume that I hit with the first two, then you're in a danger zone. So maybe assign them to these two. But I didn't want to think that hard about it. So I just didn't.
Yeah.
So.
Gotcha.
So that's my.
Okay. That's excellent. Excellent feedback.
So,
okay. Yeah, cool. And 12, you think?
12 was good. 12
yeah.
was good.
16 was too
16,
much.
16, oh gosh, yeah. No,
yeah.
That
I was originally thinking 20, and then...
Right.
Yeah, no, 16 is too much. I think 12 felt pretty good. And the positioning of the danger zones?
It was incredibly annoying, but I understand it.
Okay. Well, because I could just take them out, but I feel like that adds some strategy. Right?
I felt like most of the time we were, like... If you want to make the danger zones more useful, put the danger zone at the bottom. Like, make one and two a danger zone. I only say that because it would have been harder than... I wouldn't have been able to win the game right
now. Oh, yeah, okay.
Because the dangers are really close to the ground, right? It's harder to target.
So you do, like, one and two and seven and eight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that makes more sense. Okay. And then you have broader gaps where we're just shooting at each other in the air.
Yeah.
So... Okay. And that theme justified a little bit more, I think, too. Like, 7 and 8 are the clouds, right?
Yeah.
And 1 and 2 is so close to the ground, it's hard to target.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I think that makes sense.
And then when you're low at the bottom, you're in 1 or 2, you're like, if you say you're at 2, that's in the danger zone, you're like, do I want to move to 3? I'm just an easy target then. Maybe I want to stay here in 2. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good I'll stuff.
Gladly play the next version. This was fun.
Cool. Thanks a lot, man. And thanks for listening, builders.
Thank you.
Watch out! Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios. All of the ideas presented by Rob and Jason are property of the Building the Game podcast.